I was just so wee and grubby tot. My dear old father said to me, my boy, society has a propensity to crave the strange and the bizarre to some degree. I took my daddy's wisdom to my art, applied it to our business plan. An undertaker who is bold can leave his pockets lined with gold. Why bury stock when there is such an high demand? Necrophilia isn't really a sin amongst my clientele. Cannibalism to some gourmet cooks will give them a delicious dish when it's cooked well. If fresh flesh is what will be get a fee, who am I to disagree? For a corpse's worth lies above the earth. Death has been so kind to me. Dear Lord above, please understand, I had no choice. When Daddy passed away, he told me in his dying voice, don't waste my body on paying ground, he said. There's money to be made on me, so pass the wealth around. He said, sell a piece of mine to those who practice the voodoo, a hang to the jewelry man who crafts bone jewelry when he can. The silky hair upon one's head can go to make a wig instead. And in dark circles, tailors speak of crafting leather from his cheek. Sell the bones to a loom, it said, we'll grind them up to make their bread a teeth. To the dentist, you will find gold fillings in a few. A leg and thigh to make a pie, a culinary treat. My daddy's words helped me go far. I owe his art now in a jar. Necrophilia isn't really a sin amongst my clientele. Cannibalism to some gourmet cooks will give them a delicious dish when it's cooked well. If the things you crave are a bit depraved, do not worry, come to me. I am trade discreet in procuring meat for a very modest fee. And if fresh flesh is what will beget that fee, who am I to disagree? For a corpse is worth lies above the earth. Death has been so kind.